Blog Talk Radio.
For the OGs, chasing them yesterday. For the BGs, trying to be like them. Edie Dom, Benny Wiscom. Let's go. Seven deuce cut dog, blowing down a pool vibe, heading to the stacks. Gotta keep my money on the ride. Ain't nothing like being the outlaw gangster. Got my partner on the other line. Yeah, we bout to link up, crank it up a notch. Just a silent out, too turned up. Old school niggas still get love from the young bucks. So you set up, twist your fingers, wrap a six flag. It's a gangster party, ain't nobody eating that. You mean I have a Lamborghini with a diamond in your pinky, but you still a good nigga to me. Hood niggas feel me. It's a business when I spit it, classic all around. This is for them drop tops. Now let the tops down, nothing but a deep thing, like a 93 gang. With Super Snoop Dogg and Dre was pumping nine.
Who is Richard? Who is
Richard? Dre a bodybuilder. Where the motherfucking gangsta at? Somebody got a bill.
Is this Melba Moore?
Yes.
Okay, Melba, hold on 1 second. Let me patch you in.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I got
Hello?
Okay, check it out. Here's the deal right here. I need everybody to turn their computers off. Just mute out that noise in the background because I'm going to be getting a lot of feedback, and this show right here is recorded, and it's going to be feedback on the show. So if you guys could, make sure you mute out your computers, turn it down a little bit so I can't hear them on the phone line so we get that feedback. And Sister Gidget was talking. What were you saying, Sister Gidget?
No, I just said I've just been working, you know, working on the shows and working on jobs and working on me. That's all. That's all I've been up to all week. You know how I do.
That's cool. Okay, check it out, guys. Here's the deal right here. I have Melba Moore on the phone lines. What's up, Melba?
Hello.
How are you? How are you doing?
Hello.
I'm hearing two people talk to me. Who's speaking to me?
Hey, Ian, how are you?
All right, how you doing? And this is my friend Tanae.
Hello?
Hello?
Melba Moore.
Hey, Melba. Yep.
Hi. I'm hearing a couple people speak to me.
Hey guys, look, let's check it out. Hey, everybody listen to me. Listen what's going on. I'm going to mute everybody's phones out because you guys are talking over Melba. I'm trying to hear, and I can't hear it. So you guys, please don't disrespect her. I'll let her introduce herself so we can get off this interview, all right? Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Bump it out, girl.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, I'm good. I'm around and working.
No, I'm not talking to you, sir. That's my man in Africa.
Okay.
Is that you, bro?
Yeah.
Great. What's up, man? I got you. Hey, bro, I got you coming on in a little bit, man. You gonna be on standby, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Now, who I'm right now is Melba Moore. Melba Moore, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you. Okay, Melba. So, yes, ma'am, I hear you loud and clear now.
Okay.
I'm looking at your phone number, Melba, but you're on the phone with me, so what's up with that?
Would you repeat again? I hear a white noise or something in the back.
Yeah, I know. That's somebody got their computer on. Okay, guys, what I'm going to need you to do is block all of the excess noise. The way you do that is cool. Okay. Melba, are you there?
Hello?
Melba, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, cool. Now, Melba, I want you to introduce yourself to the world and let them know what you got going on. But before you do that, I want to check and see if my people on the phone. Centavious, are you there, brother? Centavious, where you at, man? Let's see if on the phone line. Let me see if I can see his number. Okay, Creek, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Creek, I'll be with you in just a second, man. First, we're gonna talk to Mel Moore and get to know her, and then I'll be right with you. All right, my brother.
I am here. I'll be waiting.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, Melba Moore, tell the rest of the world who you are so they understand who you are.
Why don't you tell them who I am?
You're
the DJ, you tell them.
I tell you what, why I get Sister Gidget to come out, because Sister Gidget is a big fan of yours. Sister Gidget, you mind introducing Melba?
I was listening to her on the line just now. Hi, Sister Gidget.
Hi, Miss Moore. How are you? It is such an honor. I'm just almost speechless.
No, don't be speechless now. Speak now. How are you? It's pleasant to hear you.
Oh, likewise to you, ma'am. And for those of you who don't know who Miss Melba Moore is, well, I guess you all have missed the good years of the 70s and 80s genre of music. And she covers a lot of spectrums, not only gospel, but all the way from gospel to disco to R&B. And if I'm not mistaken, you were the first black actress to replace a white actress, which ended up being Diane Keaton, in the play, the Broadway play Hair. Is that correct?
Now, Miss Gidget, now you just did a fabulous job of introducing me, and I thank you, and you are exactly right. I couldn't have done it as well as you.
Oh, wow. What a compliment. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. So, I mean, but you have set a lot of trends. You have opened a lot of doors, and I don't think that even people in my age group, because I'm almost 50, even know about your Broadway history, because not only that, but you won a Tony Award for Pearly, I think, and you played Lutabelle.
You're absolutely correct, and that was my second Broadway play. The first Broadway play was Hair, and that's the one where I replaced Diane Keaton. That really kind of put me on the map, and it was after that I began to make recordings.
Now, when you replaced Diane Keaton, because, of course, Broadway Hair being a play that is highly associated with, you know, white people, when they replaced her with you, did you know at that time that you were actually making history on Broadway?
Absolutely. It was not a common thing. I'd never seen that done before, so I know it was something special even then. I mean, after the years have passed by, and we very rarely have seen it happen even, you know, in all these years, you can understand that it's something very unique and unusual. Absolutely, yes.
Yes, ma'am. And so after a few years on Broadway, you returned to music.
Well, I never left music because I never left music. All of the plays that I've done have been musicals.
Right, correct. But you started recording albums and things. Who was your first record company?
Let me see. The first record company, I think, was Mercury. And then I went to Buddha, and then I went to Epic, and then I went to Capitol Records. Those were all the companies that I was with all those years.
Okay, so Capitol is where Natalie Cole was, and Marvin Yancey, and what's his name? Last name Jackson. I can't remember him, his first name, if I'm not mistaken. I know his last name was Jackson, but it was a remarkable group of people over at Capitol Records at one time. And so tell me about, now, there's been some debate. Which one is your very first hit? Was it off of the album I Got Love?
I think probably the first hit was You Stepped Into My Life.
Right, right. Okay. And so how was that for you, having a hit on your hands and touring? Because that song was popular, and few people might have even gotten married to that song.
I don't know about that. Maybe you're speaking about Lean On Me.
No.
No? Okay, you tell me what you're thinking. Don't let me tell you.
I'm talking from experience.
There have been a few hits that I've had. One of that I'm thinking of, since you said people have gotten married to it, might have been Falling, which was written by Gene McFadden, especially for me. And then there was a duet with Freddie Jackson.
Always.
Just a Little Bit More.
Right.
And there was Love Coming At You. and quite a few others.
Yes, ma'am. Now, you know, you and I, we share an idol, which is, of course, the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. And you covered one of my favorite songs by her, if I'm not mistaken. Did you do a cover of Spanish Harlem?
No. The song that I covered of hers was Lean On Me, but it was written by Van McCoy. I got that from Aretha.
Oh, okay, Van McCoy. Oh, God, I haven't heard his name in years.
Of course
okay,
you haven't.
You did. Somebody, I thought that was you that did Spanish Harlem.
It was not I, no. I did Lean On Me.
Okay, yeah, I remember Lean On Me. Now, that one, you actually, you were nominated for a Grammy for that one. Is that correct?
That was one of the several songs that I was nominated for, yes. I didn't get it, but I was nominated for it, yes.
you were the first nominated for a Grammy in 1971. So tell me, what is that?
No. I was not the first person ever nominated for a Grammy. No.
I said, was that my first nominated?
Oh, you know what? I don't remember. Perhaps it was. I don't know. I don't remember which one was the first one. I'm sorry.
So tell me what has been going on with you over the last, I'm going to say, 20-some-odd years. I think your last album was released maybe in 2011. But prior to that, you were off scene for quite a while. So what was going on with Miss Moore at that time?
Oh, you'll have to watch Unsung because it's a very long story. And it's been quite a while ago now. Did you see it?
I did see Unsung, and I know you went through some very traumatic things, but you are standing today, and I can bear witness that God in your life works.
Yes.
And I even seen your return back to the church, seen you singing in the church. So, yes. I do remember Unsung. But, you know, tell me, what was the motivating force for you that made you bounce back and recover from all of that you went through? If you had
to advise anybody
who may be going through something similar now.
All right, I hear what you're saying. I don't want to describe it as bouncing back like it happened overnight, because it's a long process, and I think that when people are listening and you we very often in show business and entertainment make things sound like it's a fairy tale and it's just very simple and you just bounce back. But when God takes you through something, honey, you don't be bouncing. You be broken.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, you know, you might have to crawl back a little bit first. And it's a very, I would say, painful and demeaning and long and humbling, if not humiliating, process. But it's one that you take willingly and joyfully if you're a born-again Christian and you want to do it God's way. Because when you do come out, if you do come out, you have a lot of great testimony and great examples, and you're, you know, bigger and better than you were before, so you know you can show how God actually remakes you. And if I were to put it into a word, I'd have to say what everybody else says, and that's, you know, God brings you through it. He allows it to happen to you, and then he gives you a story to tell. And of course, if you're in show business, you may be privileged to be on Unsung or write a book or, you know, do a movie about it.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Okay. And, you know, I share DJ Black Fever. I don't know what that noise is. If somebody has their computer on, they need to cut it off. Because
yeah,
we get a lot of feedback.
Okay.
You know, I shared a story, Ms. Moore, with my host here, DJ Black Caesar, which I'm not saying I was ahead of you, but I want to personally thank you for doing your rendition of the Black National Anthem. And what I had shared with him was that when my husband was in college, they had an all-star game at his university, and they asked me to sing the national anthem. But when I looked at the team, and it was a predominantly white school, but wait a minute, DJ Bessie, I still can't hear. What is that noise? Is somebody else's mic open besides Ms. Moore?
I don't know. Let me mute out the mics right quick. Let me mute out this mic right here. Maybe that's it. Yeah, okay, I got you.
Okay. Ms. Moore, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. I was sharing with DJ Black Caesar that when they asked me to sing the national anthem, which is, of course, the American national anthem, I looked at the team, and most of the team were black. And so I stepped out there on faith, and I sung, of course, the Black National Anthem.
Oh, wow.
And
that took courage, I was
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I kind of got all these funny looks or whatever, and so they kind of came back and without you know, but unbeknownst to me, they made an announcement, and they say, well, now she will sing the national anthem. And so out of my anger, I took the last verse, and I said, land of the free, home of the slave. Because I was
you are a rebellious little spirit.
But I just want to tell you that I thank you for, in 1990, I think,
yes,
it's when you released your version of the Black National Anthem. And at that time, I think our people had become separated from that song and from our culture, because we had become so conformed to integration that we were losing our culture. And even today, so I'm going to ask you, you know, when you look at the artists today, and there are some wonderful artists out there, no mistakenly about it, you know, there are some very talented people, but when you look at how our people, in the majority aspects of them, are portrayed, what do you think, as a veteran artist, as a legendary artist yourself, what do you think when you look at that sea of entertainers today?
Well, you know what? I would have to speak more to maybe critiquing or criticizing the people of my generation, because we always look to the younger people coming up and we say, they're not doing this, they're not doing. If they're not doing something, it's because we didn't show them, and we're not out here setting the example. We should be bigger and better than we were. We should be as successful as we were before. But I'm seeing a lot of mature singers who are up and out there. They're out of shape. They don't sing well. They don't look well. We don't set a good example. So I need to look at my generation. I think the younger people are doing fabulously well, but they need to have someone out there who's from the older generation to be speaking for that generation. Every generation has to speak for itself. I can't speak for the younger generation, and they can't speak for me. We can look at each other, and that's what makes the society and the community and the family, all the members. So I'm out here trying to get me some hit records and show people, you know, what you're supposed to be when you get to my stage of life.
Well, at the age of 67, sister, you look incredible.
Do I look marvelous?
You look incredible. You and Tina Turner never age. I don't know what's going on.
Woo!
But you need to email me that secret. You need to email me that secret. But, you know, I want to ask you when it comes to the business aspects of it, because I think, and this is just my personal opinion, I don't know, I know different record companies operated in different ways. However, it seems to me that this generation in particularly has lost creative control, and that there are certain things, of course, even whether it was a concert or whether it was on live television, that was just not acceptable, that was considered indecent, that was considered lewd, and of course those rules of the game have become very, very laxed. But when we hear the stories of some of these independent artists now saying that, hey, I went to this particular record company, but they wanted to change who I was and what I do. There have been some what they call conscious black rappers, and they wanted to change them into gangster rap. So I'm asking you, from your experience and from what you know of now, how much creative control do the artists have, and has it always been this way, where some have creative control and some don't, and some just try to just change you completely? Has that been the norm throughout the business?
Well, I think years ago there were four or five major labels or companies, and because all of the music that anyone heard came through those companies, they were in total control of the art and everything, and they control the dollars. But because people can have independent companies of their own, they have direct access through internet, they have all the control. But that's one of the reasons why you see so much, disrespect, because people can do anything they feel like doing. They have all the control. There's nobody controlling anybody. I shouldn't say nobody, but the few areas where you have, like, big companies marketing people, there's control there. And I think it's fairer because everybody has a shot. The playing field is even. However, everything is out there with good, bad, indifferent, horrible, you know, filthy, clean. Everything is out there now. But I think that's fair. I think that the clean cut and the conscionable have to be smart in terms of business and marketing so that they can be heard. You have to compete.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, I don't want to take up the entire show, so I'm going to turn it back over to DJ Black Caesar because there are a lot of people on the line that may have questions for you. Ms. Moore, I cannot tell you how much meeting you and speaking with you and having the opportunity to interview you has meant to me. I am a long-time, lifetime fan, and I am so appreciative of the time that you've taken to come on our network tonight. So may God continue to bless you. I'm looking forward to many, many more years of music from you, sister. So I'm going to be listening.
You said that you sing. Are you recording, too? Are you a professional singer?
I don't know, ma'am. I haven't sung. Well, I never sung professionally. I sung in clubs in Houston in my teens and preteens, but I just hum around the house.
Hey, Melba, she also did the chilling circuit, so she's been a little modest.
Okay, that counts, honey. That's where you break it in.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure Ms. Moore knows about that chitlin circuit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah,
but music is still and will always be my first love. So what I do now, I try to encourage our young artists to go in a positive direction, to be who God created them to be, and let no one extract that from them and use their gifts and talents in a positive direction. So
yeah, I think you have so much power to do that, though, because you're not under the control of one record company or one company. You are on the airwaves, and your thoughts are going directly to the public, so that you have, you know, a great opportunity to do positive things if we want to.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, DJ Black Caesar, you have a lot of questions on the line, so maybe someone wants to talk to Ms. Moore. Again, Ms. Moore, thank you. The honor was all mine, and may the blessings of God be upon you abundantly.
Back at you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Ms. Moore.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you some questions also, Ms. Moore.
Okay.
Because it's an honor for me to have you on the show tonight also. And I thought it would be really great to have Sister Gidget come on the show because she was telling me what a wonderful artist you were, and I wanted to make her day, and I wanted her to make you feel comfortable on the show because this is a show where we do anything. Everything goes, I mean, from hip-hop to R&B to jazz, it all goes on this show. Country, rock, it all goes.
Okay,
so I thought
it
would be great for Sister Gidget to come on the show and talk to you for a while, you know, let you feel comfortable like you're at home.
Well, she did a great job. I love talking to her.
Yes, she did, and I'm proud of her. But she has a show. Don't let her fool you now. She has one of the number one shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Nation of Islam. She has a show called, Nation of Islam, this is the Nation of Islam's network right here. And basically, she has a show that's called, what is the show called again?
My show is called Nation Building Presents, but we have seven shows a week. We have a show every day. Yeah. So if it weren't for people like DJ Black Caesar and all of my illustrious hosts, I wouldn't be nothing. So they make me who I am.
Wonderful.
I guess. Well, thank you, Sister Gidget, for that. Also, man, she always makes me feel at home, man, because this girl right here, if it wasn't for her, I'd probably be on some other channel. But they called me up and asked me to be the engineer on this radio show for her. And then they also gave me my show, and I was like, cool, so I do it. So I've been doing this now for about a year, and it's been wonderful. Okay. I salute Sister Gidget. I salute all the Nation of Islam because they're doing their thing. I got some people out there that might have a question for you, if you don't mind.
I would love it. Let me talk to your people.
Okay. Let me see who it is right here. Okay, 832-832, your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment. 832-266. 832-266, okay? Your mic is about to be shut off, okay? Let's see. We have another 832-832. 380-380, your mic is open. Oh, wow, these people are kind of shy, huh? Okay, we're going to shut you back down. Okay, let's open up a new mic. 510, your mic is open. You got a question for Ms. Moore? 510, going once. Hey, guys, if you got your phones on mute, I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
This is 510.
Okay.
Melba.
Okay,
Melba.
Hello.
You got a question.
Hello, 510.
Okay,
what's your name?
This is Eric Cummings in Oakland, your longtime fan.
Oh, hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I just want to tell you, I'm waiting for Forevermore to come out, and I'm going to get the word out to everybody.
All right. Well, you know, I think we're going to premiere the next single this evening, What Can I Do to Survive?
I cannot wait. And I still love this. I love the video. I love the track. Love It. That's a great, great song.
Thank you.
And I heard you tour overseas down in London.
Yes.
Overseas. I heard you tour it down. You sing all your hits. I love you, and I'm ready for Forevermore.
All right, and I hope to be out your way soon, Eric. Good to hear you.
Yeah, the Razz Room is closed, but we hope to see you soon at Yoshi's or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to hear you. Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you. We appreciate you, brother. Let's see. Let's open up another mic before we get into your song. I'm going to open up 301. 301, do you have a question for Melba? 301-946. Okay, they're gone. Let me open up another mic. 202, your mic is open. You have a question for Melba? 202, your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question.
Yes.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead and ask with your question.
Go ahead. This question is for Sepia.
For who now?
Yeah, for Sepia the Great.
I'm sorry, sir. Do you have a question for Ms. Melba Moore?
No, actually, I do not. Not at this time.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Okay, guys, we're about to get into a song by Melba Moore. It's called Love Is. So you guys sit back and sit tight and relax and check it out, all right? Hey, Melba, why don't you introduce this song? Why don't you introduce this song right here? Just give me a world premiere on this song right here. I know it's already been playing on the radio, but give me a little world premiere on this show. Since you're on this show, it'd be grateful. And this is the DJ Black Season Friends show.
Well, this is the first single that was released a couple of years ago called Love Is from my upcoming album, Forevermore. And, of course, if your listeners stay tuned, we'll be premiering the second single on your show called What Can I Do to Survive?
Thank you, Ms. Moore. We appreciate it.
Something
Animal More right there. That's a sweet song right there. I like that right there. Somebody's phone is ringing. I don't know what that is out there, but wow, okay.
Right.
Yeah, we need to get rid of that.
No way to stop that ringing?
Yeah, you got it. Okay. That was your. Okay, yeah, that's cool. Okay.
Great.
Okay, now, Ms. Moore, you also have another song. It's called Survive. What's that song about?
It's called What Can I Do to Survive? And that's a brand beautiful ballad. It's a love song. And it's written by Dominique McFadden. And that's important because I don't know if your listeners know who he is, but he's the son of Gene McFadden of McFadden and Whitehead. And we've been working together on some things. And, of course, some of my most successful recordings were written and produced by McFadden and Whitehead. So I'm very excited about this. And I want you to play this song. And I don't know if you can play it more than once, but I want to get some feedback on your listeners because it's brand new and you are premiering it. So I want to hear what people think of it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to hear that, you need to give me a world premiere on the song. Like I said, it's called the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. Once you do that, then we'll play that song for you. All right, Melba?
All righty.
Like, right now.
Huh?
I said you can say it right now. The show is yours. You got the floor.
What? Say what?
Okay. Basically, a world premiere is you say, hello, this is Melba Moore. This is my new song right here. It's world premiere on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show.
Hi, this is Melba Moore.
You're listening to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show.
And am I saying it now, or are we talking?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hi, this is Melba Moore. You're listening to the DJ Black Caesar Show, and we are premiering, world premiere, my brand new single, What Can I Do to Survive?
Exclusive.
What we had is just a memory. Yeah, so inseparable. We used to be. You gave up on me, why was you afraid? There were many nights.
Many nights.
Nice. I like that.
Do you like it, DJ? That's...
Yes, ma'am, Scooby, I do.
Baby.
I like that. What's up, Scooby? What's going on, bro?
Listen, man, I'm sitting up here, man. I'm just relaxing and chilling and maxing, you know what I'm saying, man? Listen to Miss Miller, you know, her new song, baby. You know, I love it, baby.
You like it?
You like that, huh? Hey, that's one of my dads right there, Melvin Moore. That guy right there, he's on the show with me, and he likes your songs also, man. So we're really digging it.
Oh, thank you.
This is what I'm going to do right here, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go get my wig done, you know what I'm saying? Give me a new outfit, and I'm going to play that song. You need to send that song to me real quick, you know what I'm saying, man, you know?
I got you, Scooby. Hey, Miss Melba's from back in the days, man. You might know her from back in the days. You don't know her?
Listen, man, let me tell you something. I used to have Miss Melba in my 8-track, baby. You know what I'm saying? I knew Melba, you know, back in the day, baby, you know.
Okay, Scooby. Hey, check it out, Scooby. We got to get into it with Miss Melba. Miss Melba Moore, do you have any social networks you'd like to give out right quick?
MelbaMoore.com, and, you know, hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah, can you tell the people what your URL is on Facebook, then?
It's Melba One.
Melba One. Is it Melba mm-hmm. One or Melba One?
I think it's Melba One.
Okay. Let me see what it is, because I got you as a friend. Your guy over there, Run, man, that guy's terrific, man. He hooked me up, and he went online, and it's Melba One. Okay.
Yes, Melba. I want people to call me and tell me how they like my new single, because this is what I'm going to be focused on for the next, little while. I'm going to be up promoting my music, my new music.
Was that Willie the Redneck?
That's me, buddy.
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Hey, listen, I like that damn song right there. I'm telling you, it's not
like that
song. Right. Right there.
Hey, Miss Moore, you got Willie the Redneck liking something black, man. That's really interesting. Let me tell you something about Willie the Redneck. He doesn't basically like anything black, and this is also one of our guys on the show right here, man. This guy does the show with me on Wednesday night, and he does a good job. Willie, I thought you were out of town, man. I thought you were in California.
I had a very bad experience. I was up there in California, you know. I thought I was going to get a message. I went up there and picked up me some pounds of marijuana, and I was on the way down here, and that's another story. Go and talk to Melba. I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay, brother. Yeah, because you're going to get me put in jail, man, with all that stuff. Hey, check it out, guys. You can check Melba out on Facebook. Her URL is, she has two of them. She has two Facebook pages. They're pretty maxed out. So you can check her out, though, at Melba One. Check it out there. Or she has another one called More Melba, and you can check it out there. And you guys, please check her out. Check out her new music. Call me up and let me know how you like it at 662-321-7781. That number to request her song is 662-321-7781, or call me up at 662-995-0679. Okay, thank you, guys. Also, let's get back into it. Ms. Moore, it was an honor having you on our show tonight. I really enjoyed it, and you are that special one, man. I mean, we were just digging you, man. I don't really know how to act with you, man, on the show. And like,
you made me feel very comfortable and very welcome, and you premiered my new song, What Can I Do to Survive, and I really appreciate that.
Great title. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I can do to survive. I've been trying to figure out
for the past 3 days. Just keep playing my new record.
Hey.
It'll give you some vibes.
Willie, check it out, man. Check it out. We got to let Miss Moore get off the phone, because we got some other people that got to get interviewed also.
Oh,
we got Centavious.
Devin, I just got here, Cedar. Hey, Cedar.
Yeah, I know you did. You should have been here, brother. You should have been here. I called you up earlier. You should have answered your phone, man. You didn't answer your phone. Hey, guys, check it out. We'll be back right back with more We're going to be back with more of this show right here.
Hey, Fraser, just like you said, we'll be back with more. Melba Moore. We'll be back with Melba Moore. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Thank you, Black Caesar. You've been wonderful.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Miss Moore. I like your music.
Thank you so much. Can I call you Mr. Redneck?
What's up now?
Can I call you Mr. Redneck, sir? You've been so sweet.
You
just made his day. You just made his day, man.
I tell you what, if you're black, when you cook fried chicken, you call me anything but the dinner late.
Okay, I'll call you on time. And you just tell people about my new single, What Can I Do to Survive?
Cool. We appreciate
it. I'm
worried
about your single, What Can You Do to Survive? That's what I'm trying to figure out my damn self.
Yes, sir.
Okay, guys. Thank you, Ms. Moore. We appreciate you coming back, stopping by tonight. And we will get back in touch with you again. When you have anything new coming on, just hit us up and let you know what you got coming up. And we will put you back on the radio and let you tell everybody what you got going.
God bless you all, and thank you for your – let me use your listeners for the evening. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You are now listening to the DJ Black Caesar and French Show with Prince, Willie the Redneck, that Moonshine Drink Triple K member, Miss Bing from Star Mob Radio.
I put my money in
no,
the freezer.
Not mine.
I call it cold cash, my coke stash.
Green Lady, Smoking It Up producer, Bicycle Tony, Bing, Bang, Pow. I am T. Glass from 7th Letter Press. And DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Look, I'm finna make these niggas feel me. Fire all these pussy niggas out just shooting, trying to kill me.
Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, yo, this is Blue Philly holding it down for DJ Black Caesar. Vanderbilt Media Music Group tells you rent's due. Pay me.
Yo, you need help with your CD cover design? Get Skull Damage. You need your flyers looking real fly? Get Skull Damage. You need web banners to promote your album or mixtape? Get Skull Damage. With Skull Damage craft, ranging from logos, business cards, CD covers, flyers, posters, web banners, t-shirt designs, and custom artwork. Skull Damage graphics design.
Unorthodox. He doesn't have no rap music. He has pop music. So you're gonna be and to you guys out there that's listening in right now.
Oh,
you're gonna be hearing
I know you didn't say pop music. I know they just say pop
check
music.
Check it out, my brother. Let me finish talking before you start talking when a black man talks, all right? Check it out. You got Centavious the Great on the phone line, guys. You got my man Centavious the Great on the phone line. This is the artist that has my promotional package right now. If you guys haven't seen it by now, you're going to see it in a little bit because I'm going to start promoting him on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google, the Google Book, Tumblr, all those social networks out there right now. Also, Reverb Nation, my face, you know, we always have. We got my man on my Facebook fan page. We got him on, what else? We got him on tweetmusic.com. We got him on tweetmysong.com. We got him on tweetmusic.com. So this guy's all over the place. I'm promoting this guy like all over. Twitter also. Don't forget Twitter. So if you guys don't mind, can you go follow me at Twitter at DJ Black Caesar. That's DJBLACK Caesar. CEZA. That's all you got to do. And once you follow me, make sure you go behind me and retweet the stuff that I do, post stuff and send tapes to great. Because you know what? You'll be helping them out, and you'll be helping me out too. And we really appreciate you guys. Hey, Centavious, what do you got going on right now, my brother?
Man, what don't I got on? Got on going on. I mean, right now, you know, we just dropped a new single, Command You to Dance. That just came out on May 7th. So right now, it's been 30 days. We've already put together a 23-city promotional tour in the U.S., and Caribbean and Europe. I just got back from the Barbados Music Awards, and I'm like next week. I'm here in D.C. with my boy from D.C. Productions at the Barking Dog. I mean, you name it. I'm doing like cities from like D.C., Atlanta, Miami, L.A., New York, Dallas. So you name it, I'm out there because the stage is where I belong, and that's what I do most.
Wow, brother. Hey, don't forget your DJ, dude. You know your DJ is. I hope you know. Don't forget me, bro.
I got my DJ.
Hey, check it out, my man. Also, I got you going on a new mix CD coming out called The Heroes of Music. And basically, I got a lot of major artists on there, and you're going to be one of those artists on there, maybe not a major, but you're going to be right there in the midst of it. So you're going to be a major for that mixtape when it comes out, The Heroes of Music. So you guys, please check out The Heroes of Music. It hasn't hit the streets yet. It's going to hit the streets. It's also going to hit the free sites. I got them listed with his package. So if you guys don't mind, please check that out also. I also got some more mixtapes that are going to be out right now. They're out right now called Facebook Lost in Space. And also I got Rent Due Pay Me out right now. So you guys, please check that out. Now, Centavious, you've been doing shows. You've been doing stuff like for a long time. How long have you been doing music, my man?
Well, the thing about it is I've been doing music as a solo artist for 3 years, but I've been an entertainer for like over 10 years. So the whole Septimius character came about when I was looking for a powerful name of something to do with music, and I ran across an African who used to rule the Roman Empire way before Julius Caesar. So I was like, oh, who is this guy Septimius Severus? And I was like, you know what, I read all about him, I did my history about him, I said, you know what, I'm going to create a musical character called Septimius the Great in honor of our black Roman emperor from back in the day. And so 3 years, here I am.
Well, brother, let me tell you something. You did an outstanding. I'm sorry. Who is that talking now?
Goddamn, some of it. That's me. That's me, Caesar.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Roman emperor. Goddamn. I mean, Caesar.
Willie, I didn't hear what you were saying. I said, repeat what you said.
I'm not going to tell you what I said, Caesar. You might find it quite offensive.
Okay, check it out. Centavious the Great. That's a good brand you came up with, my man. I'm digging it. I like it. And I think that's going to be a good brand for you and us. So we most definitely promote you with the brand Centavious the Great. Now, I know that you got a lot of people on the phone line. So why don't we get to a couple of these questions right quick before they start clicking us off. Let's see. Okay, let me open up one of these phone lines. Okay. 301-946, your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question to Centavious the Great.
Hey, man, how you doing? This is Harold the Hippie, man. I'm calling from Washington, D.C. Septimius, dude, you rock, man.
Oh, man, thank you. I appreciate that.
I came out to one of your shows last week, and I tell you what, man, standing ovation all the way, dude. Hats off to you, man.
Oh, was you at the Barking Dog show in D.C.?
I came out, man, it was my first show, the electronic dance show that DC Productions put on, and I tell you, I am a huge fan, man.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. I'll be back
dude,
again to Barking Dog again.
Song, I am
seconds.
Fashion, and I tell you what, man, everybody was jamming in that piece. Let me tell you that, dude.
Yeah, man, the energy that night was off the chain. But I'll be back there again on June 22nd. Also at the
Barking
Dog.
Oh, man, I'm
going
to blow up. Wow, man, I tell you, I am a big fan, man. I really want to get down with one of those T-shirts you had that said, like, Septimius' fan club. What was the shirt it said?
Oh, Team Septimius, yeah.
Buddy, let me tell you, dude, if they're not down with Septimius, they're not down, man.
I appreciate it, man. I really
you
really
rocked,
really.
And the girl that came out with you and did the whole opera thing, man, oh, my God, dude, that was, like, incredible, man.
Yeah, that's my girl, Carmelita Bartholomew.
I tell you, man, I don't know. I was speechless, man. Your whole show was amazing, man. You are an artist. I am so surprised that nobody has picked you up with, like, one of these major record labels, man, because you are the talent, man. You being here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area in the DMV, man, you rock, dude.
Right, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Much love, much love.
Absolutely, man. Hey, I appreciate you guys letting me call in, man. I tell you, man, I feel blessed to be on
hey,
the phone with you, man. You rock, my man.
Man, you made my day.
But, yeah, I really appreciate it, man, and I hope, you know, that I have the opportunity to get you to sign this CD I bought, man. I mean, it's Septimius the Great to be Emperor, man. It rocks.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, yeah, thanks, no problem.
Buddy, I got all my dudes listening to this thing, man. I got people jamming. I'm driving down the road, and I pull up to this light, and I got this thing pumped on like 20, and everybody's staring at me, and I'm like, oh, I'm jamming, man. I'm listening to I Am Fashion, and I'm dancing and stuff. And like, who is that, man? I said, if you don't know, dude, this is Septimius the Great. So, yeah, my brother, I look forward to the next show, man. Please have it posted on Twitter and Facebook, whatever you can do, man. I am a fan, man, and I appreciate you letting me call in. And, dude, you guys are the best.
I appreciate you, man. I will make sure the information is out there, and love to keep you in the groove. Next time, drinks on me just for calling in.
Thank you, man, and hopefully I can get a big T-shirt, man. I'm a big guy, man, but I am a big fan, dude.
What's your size, man? What's your size?
I'm about a 4X, 5X, man, but I tell you what, man, I love you, dude. You're the bomb.
Hey, I'm going to make sure my assistant orders one. We'll make sure we get one for you. We'll bring it to on June 22nd.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, man, and y'all keep up the good work, man.
All right.
Hi, dude. Thanks, man. Hey, talking to you, man.
I got a question for you, my man. The guy that's talking right now, I got a question for you.
Go ahead. This is Harold the Hippie, man. I'm calling here from D.C., the DMV. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, brother, can you call in, like, every week? We really dig you on the show.
And I would be blessed to call in for you guys, man. You know, it's so funny because this is actually my real voice. Everybody always thinks I'm disguising my voice, and they see me. And, yeah, man, hey, this station rocks, man. You guys are down in Mississippi, and I am feeling the vibe, man. And you got this dude, Septimius the Great. Oh, my God, dude. Definitely, man.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Paula. We appreciate you calling in, man. You showed a lot of love tonight.
Absolutely, brother. You all be safe, man. Much love, man, and peace, man. If you're ever in D.C. area, man, check me out. Harold the Hippie,
yes,
bro.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Take it easy.
Let me tell you something. That's my type of guy right there, Caesar.
Wow, that guy was on it, man. We have
wow.
more callers.
I remember him too at the show. He was a whole crew. That show was off the chain last week. It was off the chain.
Wow,
yeah,
man. You must have made a good impression. You must have made a good impression, that brother right there. Hey, I got 718. 718, your mic is open. You got a comment? You want to ask a question?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
What's good with you?
Yo, this is Forrest Butler. What's up, Septimius? You're Septimius from New York.
What's going on,
baby?
What's going on?
What's good, baby? I got your text earlier. I didn't know you was going to be online tonight. Yo, boy, you doing your thing. I'm proud of you, man.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you. I'll be up in New York on the 19th at the Ashford and Simpson Club at Sugar Bar. So
yeah, you know what
you're doing?
Yeah, hit me on my hit, man, when you get up here. I just wanted to let the listeners know, man, that I had the opportunity to work with Septimius along with Melba Moore at an event that we did about a year and a half ago. We were doing a breast cancer fundraiser,
okay.
And they came out and showed some love.
Okay.
And, man, I just want y'all to know, man, if y'all ain't heard Septimius, y'all need to get with the program. My boy is definitely doing his thing, representing Virginia and D.C. What's really good?
That's what's up,
yeah,
man.
So, yo, man, you're set for real, though. Next time you in New York, man, you got to hit me up, man, because you know
I'll make sure I'll do that. No, September.
We got some stuff to do, brother, for real, for real. And, yo, DJ Man.
Yes, sir.
Yo, DJ Freeze, you're doing your thing, baby. I appreciate you this evening, and much love to you and your enterprise, and I'm going to be calling in and waiting for the next time y'all doing something online so I can get back up here and give y'all some love. Here?
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. But who's DJ Breeze, man? I don't know who that is.
Black Freeze. Yeah,
Black
Freeze. I'm sorry. I thought you said Black Freeze. I'm sorry. Yo, but you know it's all good and it's all love, right?
Yes, sir. I know it. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you calling in, man.
No problem. Seth, hit me up when you get in town, baby.
I sure will.
One love.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, sir. All right. We're going to take another caller real quickly, and then we're going to get into Centavious, a great song. I'm going to take a call from 202. Your mic is open. 202-550. Your mic is open. You like to make a comment? Okay, let's take one more question. We're going to take a question from 443. Your mic is open. Would you like to make a comment or ask a question?
Hello?
443? 443-570.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes,
ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we hear you.
I am a huge Septimius fan. My name is Tammy. I love him so much. And I want to know when he is going back to Paris. You were in Paris. You did some shows in Paris. When are you going back abroad?
Thanks, Tammy. Yeah, we're actually kicking off the second leg of the European tour coming up and starting like that in September, October. So we're looking at Paris, London, Amsterdam, Barcelona, and Italy. So I will definitely keep my website updated, and we should be in Paris sometime, I would say, between September and October.
Okay, and also, I heard the hippie guy talking about T-shirts. So are you selling T-shirts? Because I would love to have one.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because normally, usually the T-shirts are only like for my entourage when I go to different events. But now because you and the hippie guy, the other guy said that what we're gonna do is go ahead and post them online and start selling them. Then, yep.
Well,
so thank you. I'll make sure you get one.
Septimius the Great, I love you, and keep doing what you're doing. You're the best, and I wish you all the best in your success.
Thank you so much, Tammy.
You're quite welcome.
Wow, man, you got a lot going on with these people. You got a lot of callers on the phone lines tonight, brother. You got the phone lines blowed up.
Hey, September, I like to hear your music. Everybody talk about it. I need to hear what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, man. Black Caesar is definitely promoting one of my newest singles, which is called Command You to Dance. Just got released, so you definitely, I think he's going to play it for you so everybody gets to hear. It will be also a world exclusive, just like Melba, a world premiere exclusive on Black Caesar's Friends Show. So, you know, it's up to my boy. We're going to play it if you hear it.
Hey, do you mind going
and
give me a world premiere so I can play that song, brother?
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Guess what? This next song is on the Manaway Records label, produced by Samir, written by Devon Howard. It's released on May 7th. This is Septimius the Great, and you're listening to DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, and this is my world premiere exclusive here called Command You to Dance.
I command you to
dance.
I command you to
dance.
I command you to
dance.
I command you to I command you to
That's right, come on, y'all. It's time to get this party started. Septimius, let's go.
DJ, drop the beats.
Drop the beat.
Everybody on the floor.
On the floor.
Now dance for me.
Dance for me.
Move your body.
Move your body.
On my command.
On my command.
Hands in the air.
Hands in the air.
I am your ruler, come with me. Lead you to the place to be. Want you moving next to me. Moving next to me. I command you to the dance floor. I command you to dance for me. I am your emperor, and this is my one command. Everybody to the dance floor. Now.
Come on and dance!
I command you.
Let's go!
Drop the beat.
Drop the beat.
Everybody on the floor.
On the floor.
Now dance for me.
Dance for me.
Move your body.
Move your body.
On my command.
On my command.
Hands in the air.
Hands in the air.
Now work it out.
Now work it out.
Work it out. This party rocking out. Easy jump and turn it out. Leave it all on the floor. Get up off the wall.
over my page, all over the social networks I'm dealing with right now. Dudes and tables, you're on fire, brother.
Man, thank you. What's up?
That's what I'm talking about,
you're
buddy.
You're on fire, man. You're on fire. What's up, Willie? What's going on, man?
Hey, Slater, I like that. I really like that, Slater. I like that. Hey, I'm going to tell
you
something, Slater.
I know you do. You know what?
This is a Roman takeover tonight. You got Emperor September, and you got that damn Slater. This is a Roman takeover tonight.
Wow.
First of
all, we got a guy from Africa going in a minute. Creeper, he's going to be on here in a minute. Also, we got TJ, you still out there? Yo, TJ, let's see. Let me cut some of these phones on. Let's see if we get TJ. Yo, TJ, are you out there? Okay, let's try one more. Yo, TJ, are you out there? Okay. Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Okay, check it out. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And we're going to get right back on Centavis. Hey, Centavis, do you mind giving your social networks out real quickly, brother?
No, not at all, man. I'm on everything you can think of. Of course, through Black Season, you got me also. But you can always Google me at Septimius the Great, and you'll find me at SeptimiusTheGreat.com. You'll find me at Facebook under Septimius. I'm on Twitter at Septimius Music. I'm on Reverb Nation, Septimius the Great. I'm on Google Plus for Septimius. I'm on YouTube at Septimius. I mean, you name it, I'm out there. I just look up Septimius the Great. But if you go to my website, everything is funneled through there. You can always connect everything through there at SeptimiusTheGreat.com. And my CD singles, all of them are on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, eMusic, Google Music, you name it. It's all out there for sale. The new album is coming in September, and you can just look me up. I'm there.
I love his show.
I knew it. September. I knew it. I knew your damn name was September. I knew it.
September. September.
Okay. My man Willie's trying to be funny. Hey, brother, I got another question for you, Centavis, before you get out of here. Is there anything else you'd like to say to anybody out there that's listening in?
Yeah, man, I really want to give a shout-out for this particular the single, Command You to Dance, to my record label that released it for me, which is Manaway Records. I want to say DJ Debonair Samir for producing and coming up with that sick beat. I want to give out a shout-out to Devon Howard, who helped me write that song. And, you know, and right now, you know, these guys have put together a project that for me that is available now for everybody to download it on all iTunes. I want everybody to call the stations, request it. I want you to call, keep calling DJ Black Caesar, keep requesting it, blow it up as big as possible because the video is coming, and that will be video number four of my mini movie putting together of a six music video DVD. So I want everybody to, like, just push it. And I'm coming
hey,
to a city near you.
When are you coming to Mississippi, brother? When are you coming to do that? What is your due date down this way to do something?
Man, I used to be down in Jackson, Mississippi almost like 3-4 times a year. I'm actually working over a promoter right now down in Mississippi in Jackson. So as soon as I get that date,
okay.
Or if you can hook me up with another promoter for that, we'll lock it in too because I love coming down the South.
Yes, sir. You know what? I'm telling you what I'm going to do for you, brother. Since I'm already working for you, I'm going to put you on my roster as an artist, and also I'm going to be looking for some venues that we can get down this way for Centavis the Great. Well, I'm going to take care of you, brother.
There you go. Let me know. I do anywhere from a five-minute show up to a whole hour show. I mean, I got the whole dancers, the props, the featured artists, the DJ. I mean, you can do a whole production, or I just come down and just promote one single. Let me know. I'm there.
I got a question for you, buddy. Hey, what about you coming down here doing a show at the damn trailer park down here? What about that?
I'll be right there. I would love to. You know, as a matter of fact, I would love to perform on top of a trailer, on top of one of those trailers, and do a music video. How about that?
I tell you what, we're going to hook that up. I want to talk to my buddy Slater right there. We
command
Let's
you.
Let's go!
Drop the beat.
Drop the beat.
Everybody on the floor.
On the floor.
Now dance for me.
Dance for me.
Move your body.
Move your body.
On my command.
On my command.
Hands in the air.
Hands in the air.
Now work it out.
Now work it out.
Work it out. This party rocking out. Music jumping, turn it out. Leave it all on the floor. Get up off the wall.
We on here? Did I get cut off? Should I just hang up?
Oh, no, you didn't get cut off, buddy. You're right here with me, D, not DJ Caesar, Redneck Willie.
Okay, that's what's up, Redneck. What's up with you, man?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to figure out what the hell's going on with that goddamn Caesar. I'm trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with him.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Hey, everybody radio land, something's wrong with Caesar. Caesar got skull damage.
Yeah.
Hey, don't tell him I said that.
Okay, it's all good, man. Yeah, I was just going to say, if y'all needed that record, I could have my people, you know, shoot it to you real quick.
Well, I'll ask you something, TJ. How long you been in the music business?
Man, I've been in the music business a few years, man. You know, I started out as a writer, producer, you know, for other artists. And, you know, I was always an artist myself, but, you know, I felt like, you know, being an artist, a writer for other artists and a, you know, producer for other artists, it would be a, you know, faster gateway into me, you know, just being able to do my own thing. And, you know, and I just decided this past year that, you know, it's my time to, you know, my time to do me. So, you know, here I am.
All right, now, let me ask you another question. I don't know nothing about too much about the rap music. My little two-year-old, she knows more about it than I do, but what artists you don't work with? You know, you got to excuse me.
Okay, guys, I'm back on the phone lines, just letting you know. Go ahead with your interview, Willie. I'm letting you know I'm back.
Hey, all right. Yeah, but, you know, like I said, my little two-year-old, she knows more about music than I do, but you got to excuse me drinking some of that moonshine right now. But, What artists have you worked with? I mean, like, you know, you wrote for people. Who you wrote for?
Oh, I've worked with artists like P. Diddy, Snoop Dogg. I've done productions with artists like Too Short, Bun B. You know, and you know a lot of artists in, you know, in the Houston area, you know, down south, and you know, I've you know worked on a lot of projects. You know, just from a writer's aspect, from, you know, production, and you know, that's, you know, I love it, you know, as well, aside from being an artist, you know, I love writing and producing as well.
That sounds good. You're from the Dirty South, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man, listen, I'm from the Dirty South, so, you know, you got to represent, you know what I'm saying? You got to represent the Certified Willie, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Represent every day.
That's what I'm talking about. No, I wasn't like working with Bun B and Snoop Dogg and all those goddamn guys. I wasn't with them.
Man, you know, they're very professional. You know, I learned a lot. You know, just, you know, by working with all of them, brought something different to the table. You know, one thing I really was impressed with about, you know, Bun B was that you know, he didn't want to hear the track in advance. He wanted to do everything right in the studio. You know, and and, you know, he came up with his verses, you know, and laid them pretty quick. You know, I was really impressed by it. You know, and other rappers, you know, and other artists, you know, brought different things to the table as well. You know, I think I've learned from all of my experiences, you know.
You got some things going on, buddy.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Hey, you were talking about this guy before, buddy.
Say that again.
I'm talking about Caesar. Caesar didn't tell me nothing about you. Hey, Caesar, where you at, buddy? I told you, that damn Caesar got skull damage. But, who are your influences, you know, in the music business? Who influenced you to get into this thing?
Man, I always looked up to the greats, you know. Always liked artists like, you know, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, then, you know, Notorious B.I.G., Tupac. You know, just, you know, R. Kelly, you know, just great artists that you know, just delivered time after time, you know.
What about Willie Nelson? Johnny Cash, you never looked up to them guys?
I mean, Willie Nelson is a bad boy, man. You know, Willie Nelson is, that's respect. You know, he's done his thing, man. That's that.
I like you, I really like you. Hey, Caesar, where you at, buddy? This moonshine got me. I don't want to say nothing crazy on the air, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
don't know what happened to that guy. Let's forget about Caesar.
Hey,
all
right. I'm right here. I'm right here, guys. I'm trying to get this song downloaded. Let me download this song right quick, Willie. You just keep talking to him.
Hey, I'm gonna keep on talking to Caesar. Hey, Caesar, keep on downloading that song so we get that song played. Now, let me ask you something. What kind of music do you do exactly? You know, I ain't into a rap thing, but what do you do? You do pop music? What do you do? Gangster rap? Party rap? Hip hop? What kind of music you be doing, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny that you asked that question, man. You know, I have a kind of an eclectic style. You know, I would say my sound is kind of futuristic with it has some soul inspiration, some hip hop, some R&B. You know, but I'm a singer, man. I'm an R&B singer, and I'm doing some fresh stuff, man. I think when you hear my stuff, you know, it's a breath of fresh air.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, something. I've been locked up for about a week. I need some damn fresh air, man. I was in that goddamn pen, man. Dude. It wasn't nothing nice, buddy.
Yeah, man, speaking of Willie Nelson created that outlaw music, man. You know, I'm very familiar, you know, that outlaw
music. That's why I like you already, buddy, because I'm an outlaw my damn self. I saw moonshine and everything, and, I was trying to get a TV show going with the moonshine. You know, I got a reality show up there in North Carolina or somewhere, and I was trying to get my own moonshine reality show going, and damn it, I got arrested. Cameraman got arrested. Damn it, I didn't know what the hell was going on. So
boy, you listen to this dude right here, you go crazy, man. Hey, TJ, I'm down trying to get your song downloaded now, man. Willie, what are you talking about? What are you talking to TJ about, man?
Hey, I'm having a private conversation with you. Stay out of this, goddammit.
Okay, Willie, I got you. Hey, Willie, check it out, man. You're on live radio, man. We got like over 100,000 people listening in to this show. So how's it a private conversation, you and my man? How's that private?
You know something, Caesar? I almost forgot I was on the radio.
Wow. wow. Well, don't forget next time, brother. Keep your head up. Keep your mind together, man. Can't have you screwing up when I'm off the line. My phone dropped the phone call. That's when I was on the line the first time. Do what?
I like this guy right here. This guy listened to Willie Nelson. I mean, man, him got a lot in common. We both outlawed. Hey, TJ, you an outlaw, ain't you?
Oh, absolutely.
No, I'm not. Well, we just had an outlaw. We just had one of the most famous outlaws on the radio with us a couple weeks ago. What was his name? Willie, do you know the guy's name?
He was an African king. Remember that? Africa. Idi Amin. I remember somebody said that movie on that guy. Whitaker played him in that movie.
No, that wasn't him, Willie. That was this man. We had. Anyway, TJ, we had Idi Amin from the Outlaws on here, Tupac Sad Kick, so he was just on a show with us maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we had a really good time with him. So speaking of Outlaws, I'm going to give a shout-out to my man Idi Amin. What's up, brother? Hey, man, you know how we do it. But check it out, dude. I'm at 15% with your song. Well, I'm at 16% with your song now. So we just keep talking to you until we get it downloaded, and then we'll play the song. Hey, what you need to do now is tell everybody where your social networks are located. That'll be cool.
I'm sorry, man. I missed the last part of what you said. Say it again.
Tell everybody your social network and everybody. Tell them about the Twitter page. All that business, Reverb Nation, all that. You know what I'm talking about, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. My website is TJ Boyce. That's TJBOYCE.com. I'm on Facebook, Facebook.com/TJ Boyce. You can visit my YouTube page, YouTube/TJ Boyce Music. I also have a Vevo page, Vevo TJ Boyce. Google me, everything, TJ Boyce, TJBOYCE. I'm here.
We're waiting for that song to get downloaded. Tell me, what is the craziest thing that happened to you since you've been in this music business?
What's the craziest thing that's happened to me?
Give us a flashback. What happened to you, since you've been doing this music? Like with women or whatever? I mean, what the hell happened to you since you've been in this music business?
Man, I mean, that's a very broad question, man. But since I've been in the music business, there's been a lot of grinding, working hard. A lot of long nights. you know, early mornings, you know, just trying to make it happen, man. You know, just dealing with the elements, you know, just trying to fight through it, man. You know, it's a lot of foolery out there, man, and a lot of people that really don't want to give a you know, give artists like myself, you know, the kind of opportunity that I feel I deserve. But I just keep persevering, man. So, you know, all in all, this has just been a real, you know, test of my faith and test of my strength as a man, you know, and I wouldn't change a thing about it, you know.
Hey, TJ, I heard you worked with Snoop Dogg. Can you tell me a little about that, man?
Oh man, that was a very interesting experience, man. It was a lot of greenery in the room.
A lot of fog,
you know.
I got you.
But no, man. You know, Snoop has still got it, man. Snoop has still got it. You know, he laid his stuff. He knows his sound. He's very professional. You know, that's the one thing that, you know, I love about working with, you know, different artists. You know, just the professionalism. You know, you may see the character, you know, away from, you know, the characters that they have, you know, when they're in, you know, on camera. But you know, it's really work. You know, this music business is really business. It's really work. You know.
Right. Me and Willie and myself, we were on the phone with his little sister. What was that, Willie? About a few weeks ago, we were on the phone with his sister, talking to her, chopping up with her, and she was telling us that Snoop is a great businessman also. So I guess he is a great businessman. But she said there's a lot of greenery in the room also.
Oh yeah,
that was just super. I remember her name, Robin. That's your name.
Yeah, Robin. Yeah.
You ever met Robin?
No, I've never met his sister. I never met her.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Slazer. You know, Slazer said he didn't. Hey, Slazer.
Do what, Willie?
I'm sorry, so you guys, excuse me. I'm having flashbacks right here, right about now. I'm.
Man, we have 42% right now. We're at 42%.
I'm just thinking about this kind of greenery you're talking about, Caesar.
The greenery is something I really can't say right now. Hey, it's about the opposite of what you do, Willie. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, Caesar, I'm going to tell you, I had one of the crazy experiences. I'm going to tell you about this right now when we're listening for this music download. I took me a milk bath and I put some damn Rice Krispies in my goddamn bathtub. And, Caesar.
Wow. Are you serious, man? You put some Rice Krispies in the tub with you, man.
Caesar, I was in a small bathroom, and these Rice Krispies started just popping and snapping and popping and whatever. I thought someone was shooting me, damn it. I ran out the goddamn room and ran outside, almost butt naked, had a towel around me, Caesar.
Wow. Boy, you something else. Hey, TJ, so can you tell me a little bit about your past, man? Like, how was life growing up?
Oh man, you know, I had humble, you know, simple beginnings, man. You know, saying my father was a preacher. You know, my mother was a runway model. She was also Yeah, she was also a singer and she played piano and she's really the one that introduced me to music and of course, I came up singing in church and my mother and father divorced when I was about, you know, 7, 8 years old. And
okay,
then from there, I just had to kind of say, you know, I kind of had, I learned both sides of the track, you know. But I wouldn't change a thing about it, man. You know, so I had great parents, you know, and then my mother is still very much in my life and part of my, you know, part of everything I'm doing right now. And my father, okay, you know, rest in peace, you know, rest in peace. You know, if he were here, he'd be right here beside me as well. And
right, okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh yeah, it's part of life, man. You know,
right, right, right. Well, it seems like you come a long way, my brother, from what you're doing, and you still earn your mom. That's cool, too. But I know that you've been doing music for quite a while now, and Brittany reached out to me and told me to check you out, and I checked you out, and I was digging the music. So, hey, man, let me ask you about Brittany. That's your manager, right?
She's my publicist.
Oh, your publicist. Okay, I got you. Okay, I thought she was your manager. Okay, I got you now.
Yeah, she's my publicist.
I told you that guy got skull damage.
No, he didn't get skull. Are you talking about me, Willie?
It's later. I told him. I said, "Damn, if anything crazy come out of your mouth, you got skull damage."
Check it out, brother. You can't do that on the radio. We don't talk about skull damage. That's the artist right there. And he does all the pictures for my graphics as far as my CD covers. He does that for me, Skull Damage. And you guys already heard the commercial. You know, check out Skull Damage if you want some great artwork, because Willie don't know what he's talking about right now. But anyway, back to you, man. TJ, it's fantastic having you on our show tonight. I'm sorry that we got so behind, but usually dealing with the artists, usually we give the major, we give them a whole hour. And I think we kind of cut Melba Moore pretty much down, and we played her song like twice, and we had two songs from her we had to play. So we played the one, and I think that's what cut into our time. Plus, we were doing some other things with the commercial. So, hey, I'm glad we got it out the way, but I thought I had your song downloaded for some reason, man. I thought I went over everything. We're at 72% right now, so it's almost done. I thought I had your song in here, and I didn't have it. So we got to download your song and get this song so we can play it. And we also got Creeper on the phone. What's up, Creep?
I'm good, bro.
Yeah.
How you been?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Creep is from Africa, and he has a song also that we got. And we're going to try to get to both of them before the show is over. We got about 14 minutes to go right now. And we can go overtime, you know. The show can go overtime, so we can go overtime, and we'll be able to get Creep out there. But first of all, we're going to finish up with man TJ. TJ, did you give your social networks out already, or did you already do that, or what?
Yeah,
I got a question for you, though, Caesar. This guy, Creep,
okay.
Is like the same guy around looking at my little sister, is he?
I don't know. Creep, you want to introduce yourself real quick, brother?
You want what?
You want to introduce yourself right quick.
Yeah, right quick. My name is Crazy, and I'm BI by stage name, and I'm from West Africa, Nigeria. And I'm into hip-hop music, and I do R&B also because I sing.
Cool.
That's
what's up.
So that is all you can know very quick about me.
Cool. Well, Creep, first of all, I got this song's almost downloaded, so we're going to play that song, and then we're going to play your song. We're going to let everybody know what you got going on. But in the meanwhile, TJ, I got another question for you, my brother. You said you did gospel music. You said you did music in the church. Were you part of the choir?
Oh, yeah, man. I was part of the choir. I led songs in the choir. I was a soloist. I was really, my father was a pastor, so
you did say your dad was a pastor. Okay, I got you. So was that your dad's church? What?
I did do some things in my father's church, early on, but I did things at other churches as well. Gospel and in the church that was part of my part of my upbringing, my roots,
Okay.
I wish I could have talked to Melba earlier, man. I wanted to remind her of something.
Yeah,
I actually work
with her. Anything, man. I asked everybody they have questions, but you never did say anything.
I was talking, but I guess you can hear me. I have to call back. But
your phone might have been cut off. Your phone might have been cut off on the switchboard because I think Sister Gidget went through there and cut the phones off that should have been off, and she might have cut yours off.
Yeah, Melba and I was we were in a play together when I was a kid. So I worked with her when I was.
Wow, man, that's great.
When I was when I was a kid, man. You know, I think I'm sure she would have remembered the play. You know, but
what was the name of it? Because when I talk to her, I'm going to ask her about it.
The name of the play is Mama, I'm Sorry.
Okay, Mama, I'm Sorry. Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, Mama, I'm Sorry. And, yeah, it was back at, you know, it was a little while ago. But, yeah, I think that would have,
What part did you play in that movie, in that play?
In that play, I played it was a little brother. I can't remember the little brother's name. It was a little brother, and Melba.
Okay.
I think she played like she was a mother. She was a mother.
Okay.
This is a while back now. This is
okay.
I was a kid. I was a little, but
okay.
I've been singing my whole life. You know, so
right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of ironic, you know, that you just never know in life, you know.
You never know. But, TJ, and I mean, you did a fantastic interview, brother, but I think your song is just downloaded. Let me go in here and make sure everything is correct so we can get it played. We're down to like 10 minutes now, and we're going to say this is an over break. So I'm going to have you guys on the phone a little longer. TJ. Creep right there. TJ right there. Okay. Okay, gentlemen, I got to refresh this program that we're on. Okay. Let's see. Can I find TJ? Okay, TJ, do you mind introducing this song for us for a world premiere?
Absolutely. Is it queued up? Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready. Waiting on you, brother.
You know what,
everybody.
TJ? Man,
look, check it out. I just downloaded this song. And I already had it in the system, man. You believe that? That's popped up two times now. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead, man. Go ahead with your introduction.
Yo, everybody, listen up. This is TJ Boyce, and this is my new single. It's on right here, exclusive. DJ Black Caesar, let's go.
That someday nations will sing beautiful songs of love and peace together as one. I had this dream that one day freedom will ring with a sound that will break every chain. Everywhere, yeah. 'Cause I believe in you and me, and I believe in all we can be. I believe in unity. I believe in the dream. I believe in you and me. I believe in all we can be. I believe in unity. I believe in the dream. I have this dream that one day we will see victory, yeah, in this land where my father died for. No.
I got some special coming out in a couple of weeks, man. I got the new official No Panties video. It's gonna actually be dropping in a few weeks, man. I think that's gonna hold everybody over real tight right
now. I've been looking online and saw the new video. The new video is pretty dope. Man. I like that.
I appreciate that.
I've been listening in too. The show has been kind of weird. You know, I was listening, waiting for the It's On song to come on. But where can I go find It's On song online?
It's on iTunes. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon and all digital retailers. So you can, log on iTunes, type in TJ Boyce, and it'll be right there for you.
All right. I like that versatility, man. It's on, from It's On to I Believe in the Dream. That's a hell of a difference, but it shows the versatility, man. I like that.
Appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Okay. Mute out your phone and... back in through with TJ. Well, TJ, do you got anything else you want to tell the audience out there while they're listening?
Hey, I just want to tell the audience out there while they're listening, you know, I appreciate your ear, appreciate your listening, appreciate your, giving me an opportunity, definitely go on my website, tjboyce.com, check out the music, the pictures, the bio, definitely campaigning for your ear. And I'm, looking forward to bringing your, scratching that itch that you've been having, I'm coming with something new, coming with something fresh. And I, just appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate you all for having me tonight. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, brother. Thank you for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate you coming on the show tonight and for making it a hit song like that, man. That sounds like a hit right there. Keep doing what you're doing. We advise you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep making that good music, man, because that was some great music right there. Just letting you know.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. Let's do this again sometime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. I got your phone number, so we'll be calling you up in the future. Say, for instance, I'll call you up and you can tell them what you got going on new. I'll call you up and say, hey, you got anything new going on? And you tell me yes or no, and we'll set it up. Basically, you just come on. Like somebody else's show and tell your information, what you got going.
Okay. Sounds
thank
good.
You,
no
sir,
problem.
For tonight. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, thank
all
you.
Right now.
Okay, guys, check it out, guys. The show is basically over right now, but since Creep was on the phone lines, we're going to go ahead and play this song by him, and you guys tell me if you call me up at 662-321-7781. Let me know if you like this song again at 662-321-7781. Willie the Redneck, what's up, baby?
I ain't nothing wrong, Cesar. I ain't nothing up. I'm just up here still cracking up about when I went to jail, Cesar, and how they let me out. I'm telling you, black people really got it bad in jail. I'm serious, Cesar. All I did was
Willie, you know what? Hey, Willie, check it out, man. I'm gonna tell you what, man. When we come back, we're going to talk to Willie and see why he went to jail, and we're also going to talk to him about why he burned down my trailer last weekend.
Hey, buddy. Why the hell you put my business out the goddamn radio?
Hey, buddy, check it out. When you didn't call in, I told everybody what you did last week, brother, because you told me you were going to call in, and you didn't. You didn't even call in. I had everybody on standby. But anyway, we're going to get this song right here by Creep. And a little thing, and you guys sit back and check it out, all right? Thank you.
Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. I'm about to rumble in the jungle in these new Kanye. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. My lawyer threw them gloves on and beat another case. Fuck y'all mad at me, folks. My belt got 2 G's on it. Her bag got 2 C's on it. My daughter's stroller got D's on it. Whoa. Free Big Me, Street Boosie, and see murder. Like New Orleans, like Baltimore, come to Compton, you'll see murder. To my ARC murder, just beef, nigga, no burger. I'm insane and you Usain, nigga, better turn on them burners. Got coke swimming in that glass jar, bitch, go turn on them burners. Got dope to sell in this hotel. No half price, no retail. You a bitch nigga, no female. I smack niggas freeware. I'm on the block like D12. I got the right, no D12. Like a little nigga in Africa. I was born toting that cake. And that's real shit, no real sniffing, no known to gay. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. Thank God that nigga seen another day. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. Got a chopper and a bottle, fucking let him spray.
What the lick read? I'm in the big league. I'm a breath of fresh air, let the bitch breathe. I'm trying to chill act, but I had to do it damn. I'm at the funeral, like I had to do it, Rev. Mac, you my big brother. I split a wig for you. Put that on my repeat until they bury me. Moment of clarity. Yeah, that's my diamond game. I keep a fine bitch, cause I like to find the things. Fuck with me, slime. No brain on the whip. I got nothing in mind. Call the folk, they ain't fucking with mine. I drop that sorry for the weight to make up for the time. Yeah,
fuck y'all mad at me, folk. Got a black card and a black phantom with a white bitch in Idaho. I do the same thing as
Montana.
Got a thick bitch in Atlanta. Got a red bone in the shop. Got two chains, they two-tone, 200 racks, no lie. In my ARC murder, that's beef, nigga, no burgers. I'm insane and you Usain, nigga, better turn on them burners. Got coke swimming in that glass jar, bitch, go turn on them burners. Got dope to sell in this hotel, no half price, no retail. You a bitch, nigga, no female. I smack niggas, freeware. I'm on the block like D12, I got the right, no D12. Like a little nigga in Africa, I was born toting that cake. And that's real shit, no Will Smith and no known to Jay. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye.
Yeah.
Thank God that nigga seen another day.
Yeah.
Ale Bumbaye.
Yeah.
Ale Bumbaye.
Yeah.
Got a chopper and a bottle, fucking let him
spray. You know, when I die, just pull my bitch around me. Let it piss on me, because I piss this water off.
Yeah.
Take it off me. Because I'm young, crazy, making money with the fast money family. That's real, I'm in the family, like a Howard Taylor said. Family first, I'm in the first game. In the front line, I'm doing like a Wheezy. You got to the game, to the top like a Breezy. DJ Freeza here, then we make a good record. I'm doing for the real, you know that. I'm cashing money like the shit that's on top of the game. Upon the meat, PF accusing me them. I greet the greeting to the best, because I'm doing yes. You know I'm not the best, but I'm in the yes. And I do it like a fest, no best, because of PF accusing do it.
You are now listening to the DJ Black Caesar and French Show with Prince Willie the Redneck. That Moonshine Drink Triple K member, Miss Big, from Star Mob Radio.
I put my money in
no,
the freezer.
Not mine.
I call it cold cash, my coke stash.
Greenleaf, smoking it up producer. Bicycle Toby, Big, Bang, Pow. I am T Glass, from 7th Letter Press, and DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Look, I'm finna make these niggas feel me. Foul, he puts the niggas out just shooting, trying to.
Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, yo, this is Blue Philly holding it down for DJ Black Caesar. Vanderbilt Media Music Group tells you rent's due. Pay me.
Hey, Willie, what's up, man? Tell me about last week. What happened? Willie? Willie the Redneck. Okay, Willie's not there. Okay, guys, tonight's show is over, and we're about to get out of here. So you guys, thanks for showing up. Show up next Wednesday on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where we'll be popping it on again. You guys, make sure you check us out every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Okay. Okay, check it out, guys. Every week at Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time, we'll be here or B Square. Okay? Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Been a wonderful time. Yeah! Thank you. Bye bye. Hey, Willie, I was talking to you. Where were you at, Willie?
Hey, Caesar, I take care of some business. I asked guys to come
by. I was talking to you, man. I was asking you a question.
What were you saying, Caesar? God damn it, son of a bitch. What the hell were you saying?
I said, what happened to you last week? Why weren't you here? I know you're out of town, but you burned down your trailer. What's up with that?
I'm sorry about that, Caesar. It wasn't my damn fault right there. It was my 2-year-old fault right there. Your trailer got burned down. I'm sorry about that, Caesar.
Oh, I thought you were cooking crystal meth thing. That's not what you were doing?
Well, I was trying to teach my 2-year-old how to do it in case I ever went to jail so we can still get some money coming in now.
Boy, are you crazy? Wow. So,
I'm going to tell you something. I went to jail, Caesar, and I didn't have no bail money because I had to find me somewhere to stay, and I just told the people I didn't think it was right for them to have me in jail. I said, listen, y'all really designed this for black people. Y'all aren't designed this for me. I mean, like, damn. I mean, they let me out because I said, you know, all these drugs that I'm shipping, you know, really, they were designed to put black people in jail. So I said, hell, you might as well just let me go. So they let me go. I didn't have to pay no damn bail money.
You told them the jails were designed for black people and they let you go?
Yeah, I said, hell, let me go. This ain't right, buddy. This is designed for black people, and all the drugs that come in this goddamn country are designed to make black people go to jail. Do I look black to you?
Hey, you know what? I hear what you're saying, but you know what? You're a funny dude because nobody brings drugs into this town, into America, but the white people. So what you did was you lied. You actually told them a flat-out lie. Black people do sell drugs in the hood. But you guys are the one to bring it into the hood on the planes, on the jets, on the boats, on the cruisers. You guys are the ones that do that. So you told them the truth, but you lied too.
Well, Caesar, I'm gonna tell you something, Caesar. I had to lie to get out of jail. Hell, you ever been in trouble in your life before? Hell, I had to goddamn lie, Caesar.
I got you, bro. I got you. You know what?
Hey,
What'd you go to jail for, Willie?
Well, I was trying to bring some greenery from them California.
Trying to bring some beer from California?
Some green stuff. You know that green stuff, that marijuana?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, you know you can't do that. That's illegal, right? You do know that, right?
Well, Caesar, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it was legal because I told people I had glaucoma.
Willie. You got to have some medical papers showing that you got glaucoma. Did you have anything like that?
Well, Caesar, I'm telling you what happened. I let my little 2-year-old daughter scribble her name on a piece of paper for me, like a prescription or whatever. And you know, the doctors, they can't write that well. And my 2-year-old, the doctor can't write. Look, you know, you read her writing, look like some doctor wrote. So I thought I was getting away with something, you know?
Wow, boy, you are something else. Wow. Well, you know, hey, you break the law, you gotta go by that, man. You gotta do that. So that's some of the stuff you gotta do. So.
I told him that I put the rest of that stuff on your property somewhere. So if you get some buddies coming out there, they come looking for me. Just tell them I ain't there, buddy.
Man, what the hell are you talking about, man? You put on my property. What you got on my property up there?
Well, Caesar, I tell you what, I love them. I love some meth pipes up there.
Oh, God. Dude, this guy going to have me in jail, man.
Up there,
this guy going to have me in jail, man.
And they're investigating the fire, Peter. They're investigating that fire.
Wow.
I mean, buddy, I got to get the hell out of town, buddy. I mean, I'm sorry about everything that happened to you. You're my buddy and all.
Yeah, right. Okay, Willie. I'm your buddy, but you got stuff on my property. Okay, bro. Hey, you know what, guys? Thank you for coming out tonight. It's been a wonderful time. We've enjoyed you all. Thanks for tuning in to the DJ Blacks and Friends show. And thank you guys for, showing your support and love to all the people on the night. We had Centavius the Great on. We had Melba Moore on. And we also had TJ on. And we had Creeper on also, but we couldn't get at him, so... We did play your song, brother, so we are showing you love. So we did play you, and we do appreciate you. Maybe you can come back on in a couple of weeks when we plan something else, and Willie can tell you all about his moonshine and what he's doing and why he's about to go to jail for the next time, because this dude's in jail all the time. But anyway, guys, thank you for coming out tonight, and we will chat with you on the next flip-flop. So check us out every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. We'll be back next week, guys. Thank you, guys. Okay, Willie, we're going to end it with a little song from you. We're going to end this song. We're going to end this right here, and we're going to end the show with this right here.
Hey, and you can also listen to